In parts of Oneida County, well water is contaminated with PFAS at some of the nation's highest concentrations. State environmental regulators say that's due to the paper mills spreading sludge that contain the toxic forever chemicals on nearby farmland. That waste from industrial facilities, cities, and homes is spread on 500,000 acres of farmland across Wisconsin each year. But as Danielle Kading reports, only a fraction of it has been tested for PFAS.
On a Saturday in June, Nancy Sattler bats away flies while standing in the shade of the Moen Lake boat landing near the town of Stella. Water sloshes against the shoreline as boats crisscross in the middle of the lake. The lake has been popular among anglers for large muskie, walleye, and other fish. Sattler is former president of the Moen Lake Chain Association. She says she and her neighbors were worried when they first learned of high PFAS levels in the lakes.
There were neighbors of mine that were very reluctant to even go in the water or allow their grandchildren in the water.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has named current and former owners of the mill responsible for PFAS contamination. That's because for decades, the mill spread its byproducts on nearby farmland. It's believed the PFAS in that industrial sludge made its way into the well water of some residents. Paper companies deny any wrongdoing. WPR found that the practice of spreading industrial or treated sewage sludge, known as biosolids, is widespread. It's happening on hundreds of thousands of acres of land and in every part of the state. And most of what is spread on the state's fields has never been tested or monitored for PFAS. Even so, Steve Warner of the DNR says sludge has long been seen by farmers as an inexpensive, nutrient-rich alternative to fertilizer.
It's a win-win for the farmer in that they can get a relatively low-cost source of fertilizer, but also it's often an economic reuse option for the facility.
But studies show sludge at treatment plants that's formed by waste from homes and industrial facilities often contain the widely used chemicals. The state has interim guidelines for the chemicals and biosolids, but no state or federal standards currently exist for PFAS and sludge. Last year, the DNR began requiring plants to test their biosolids for PFAS as they renew their permits. Data obtained by WPR shows around 130 municipal plants have conducted sampling so far. That's out of roughly 1,400 permitted or licensed facilities and businesses in Wisconsin. Of those, around half may spread waste in any given year. As spreading continues, the Environmental Protection Agency warned this year that there may be human health risks tied to applying PFAS-contaminated sludge on fields, even at low levels. Sarah Walling with environmental group Clean Wisconsin says there needs to be more research and testing.
Not only is there the opportunity for those biosolids and the PFAS within them to leach downward into groundwater sources, which is what we're seeing in Stella, but there's also the opportunity then for that plant uptake and therefore food chain impacts.
In a recent hearing, Jason Muniaini with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation told lawmakers that they don't want to see farmers blamed.
Unfortunately, the discovery of PFAS compounds in some biosolids has created fear and uncertainty for farmers who did nothing wrong.
Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger and other lawmakers have introduced bills that would create grant programs to address PFAS. They would also exempt farmers from footing the bill to clean up the chemicals.
The first step is to make sure that there's help available for the practical aspect of getting clean water. And the second is to make sure that regular people who are really victims of pollution have that legal cover.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed a similar exemption for farmers and residents, but his proposal didn't make it into the final budget. The governor and Republicans have clashed over addressing PFAS. Evers vetoed a similar GOP bill last year over its limits to the DNR's authority and fears it could let polluters off the hook. The governor and Republicans set aside $125 million to address PFAS in the last budget, but the legislature has yet to release that money. Moen Lake resident Mark Merrick says the paper mill in his area may not have known about the potential harm from spreading its sludge, but he says Wisconsin needs to get a handle on the scope of contamination.
We know it's here. I just don't know where else it is.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.